What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're looking, a lot of investigations going on, but of people who really can't fight back. Jane Sanders, Bernie Sanders' wife, is under FBI investigation over bank fraud that occurred involving falsified documents while she was running the Burlington College. And so they're going after that. Now, interestingly enough, a Democratic senator, Richard Blumenthal, is saying a special prosecutor should be appointed to investigate Huma Abedin's handling of confidential material regarding the revelation that she was forwarding classified emails from within the State Department secure network to Anthony Weiner's laptop, ostensibly for eventual printing. This is a Title 18 violation. And just as he did with Hillary Clinton, James Comey excused Huma Abedin and said there's not going to be prosecution because they couldn't find evidence of criminal intent. But if you actually read Title 18, criminal intent is not required. The mere act of sending classified information from within secured storage to insecure areas, that is the crime. And it can be done carelessly, negligently, completely by accident. It is still a felony violation. And Comey should know that, or he probably does know it, and hopes that you don't know it. But now we have this Democratic congressman saying it's time for a special prosecutor for Huma Abedin. So it looks like Huma Abedin is the designated scapegoat for the email server scandal. They're going to drop it all on her. Oh, it was had nothing to do with Hillary. Huma was her assistant. She was doing it all. Bad Huma Abedin. She's going away for a very, very long time. Unless she dies in a small plane accident or gets really depressed in Fort Marcy Park. But it looks like she's going to be railroaded for this. The sacrificial lamb.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend.
Anyway, Paul Craig Roberts, and I think I mentioned this a little earlier in the show. American democracy, a dead man walking. And he's basically saying the lesson from the last two presidents is simply that we the people cannot change the nation's policies through elections because the oligarchs control whoever is elected. Obama campaigned on ending the wars, shutting down Guantanamo, did not happen. Trump campaigned on getting out of this culture of interventions in other countries. We didn't get that. The oligarchs are in control, and just barely, because again, it looks like the federal government is really fragmenting. FBI's gone off on its own little thing. The CIA's gone rogue. The NSA's gone rogue. The Pentagon has been rogue for a long time. They're trying to maintain the illusion that there's a unified government that you voted for, but that's all it is. It is an illusion. Now, here's a very alarming story, and I think it displays the real attitude by government toward you, the American people. Apparently, Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn is out there saying that the best way to avoid criticism internationally in the use of weapons against other people is to first use them on American citizens. And that way they can say, well, look, we know they're not lethal because we used them on the American citizens. They're talking things about microwave, area denial weapons, the things that make your skin feel like it's burning. And so they're looking for situations to use it on you so that when they use them in other countries, they can say, look, we know they're safe. We used them on our own people all the time. Now then, article coming out of RIMF.com. Leaked drone footage. Oh, wait a minute. We still have a caller waiting. I'm sorry, George in Texas. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? First, before I get a reason why I called, is like, don't forget about Hungary. Not only they won't go along with the globalism, but they got weapons of mass nutrition.
Okay.
So, and I would love to go dining there someday. But anyway, one of my law enforcement friends that sees me at work at night, he was very concerned because Antifa, they're banning the big city, and they're talking about threats of going out and disrupting Memorial Day events where veterans go out and have their ceremonies. And I'm concerned about that, Mike. And believe me, if Antifa does that, I hate to say it, it is going to make them look even worse than they do now in the public eye.
I would absolutely agree, especially when you realize that they're going up against combat veterans.
Also, too, a lot of them are frail. And in Texas and other in other states, if you hit a person above a certain age, it is a felony, not a misdemeanor.
Yes.
It is a felony, class one, I think. So,
okay.
No, I don't know exactly the law, but if some a caller would confirm that, but like I say, you're going up against combat veterans. So I say, go ahead, try to disrupt it. But you know, the thing is, it's like they're just getting loonier and loonier all by the time. Every time, this Antifa.
Well, we're still trying to figure out what it is they're trying to do. I know they're down there opposing. There's a movement to preserve the Confederate monuments down in the South, and people are trying to stand around and protect them. And Antifa are going in and attacking them as well. It's hard to see what their agenda is, but we do know they're being funded by George Soros. So this is another one of Soros's attempt. Apparently, Soros has decided that the U.S. is no longer useful as his military arm for the New World Order, so he's going to start breaking this country up.
Also, too, another thing about this threat, like I say, they're not going to be attacking the big cities. They're going to be going out to suburban areas. They're doing flash mobs at Walmarts or all big box stores, supermarkets. I mean, they're trying to spread terror wherever they go. And I don't really think, Mike, it's going to work, you know, if they try going out in suburban areas, because they're not like the big city people.
They're a lot more independent-minded, and they're going to be a lot more likely to actually be armed and willing to defend their property. And depending upon what state you are in, the laws regarding use of force to defend your property are very much in favor of the homeowner in many states. Not all. You need to check your local state laws on that issue.
Like I say, Biden's threat, they said it's credible, but from his police officer. But, you know, the thing is, it's more like he's just saying, since I work for a big box store at night, it's like, you know, he sits there and goes, because we just had a lesson plan on active shooters, you know, which I mean, I've seen all the time. But what about if you got to deal with a flash mob that storms your place of business? How are you going to protect yourself, your customers, your property? What can we do? I mean, that's I think, the next thing we're going to have to worry about. How to deal with
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Now, originally, a flash mob was a performance art piece where they would all of a sudden rush in, they'd sing something, they'd dance or go around. They wouldn't cause any damage, and then they would leave. But lately, the flash mob concept has turned to crime, like we saw up on the bar trains, where all of a sudden 40, 50 young people will just rush into a train, rob everybody, and then split and just vanish, and the police don't know how to deal with it at all. Anyway, listen, George, I'm going to let you go. We're falling behind on our news points. We're going to take one more phone call, and then we are going to close the lines for a little while until I get caught up in the talking points. So, Brendan in San Francisco, aloha, what's on your mind?
One thing was, Mike, I was wondering whatever happened to Dustin from New Jersey. It's been a while, but that's not why I called in. They did catch one of the guys that was involved in that BART train flash mob. Just
good.
An update there. And I just wanted to call in and remind folks about the GoFundMe, Move Mike and Clara Back to
okay.
Mainland.
Brendan, as we traded in email, I'm actually very uncomfortable with this. Because I thought if it failed the funding goal, the money would go back to the people, and I haven't got a confirmation yet that is indeed what happened. Somebody else wrote on in and said no. With the GoFundMe, if you fail the funding goal, you still get the money, and that feels a little underhanded to me. And I really have to say again publicly that I wish you had consulted with me before you did this. And yes, we need the money to move back to the mainland, but I'm hoping to find it through other means here. And we're asking almost too much of our listeners, because we're asking them to donate to What Really Happened. We're asking them to donate to RBN, which really needs it right now, and to throw another beg on top of that. The timing is really not there. And Brendan, I think we ought to put this thing on hold, if not just shut it down, because, again, it was not done with my approval, and I'm very uncomfortable about this.
Right. Based on your email, I got that. Well, anyway, I'm glad I called in because we kind of clarified that. I think the video that I saw posted on YouTube addressed some of those concerns, but I'm with you, Mike. Either we should shut it down or try to figure out a, you know, maybe there's a different platform, but I understand your concerns. I'm glad I called in. And on that note, we'll let you go. Maybe some of the callers might have a take on it too. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And I appreciate your, I appreciate the thought. I know that you meant well. But again, and this applies to everybody, please do not take any funding, anything involving What Really Happened or the radio show without clearing it with us first, because we can get into real serious trouble, and I'd like to avoid that. There are a lot of people out there who would like to see us do a major, major stumble. All right, we're going to close the phone lines for a little while I get caught up on the news, and we're going to do our much-delayed shout-out to our network affiliates who are rejoining our program right now. Now, getting on back to this story, this is out of RIMF.com. Somebody has leaked drone footage from drones being used for training by the U.S. military flying out over the coast of Florida. And these drones are using vacationers, fishing boats, jet skiers, as dummy targets, where they're flying up there thousands of feet and they direct the camera down onto your boat and follow it along for a while. Now, obviously, there is no direct harm, but there's a certain lack of respect for privacy, because sometimes people out on boats away from shore, they get very informal in their clothing. I used to see that when I was doing a lot of rag setting down in Southern California, and they don't necessarily want to be spied on from above. And you need to remember, in the months before the tragedy of the accidental shootdown of TWA 800, pilots were complaining that the Aegis system simulators in New Jersey and that whole area were painting their aircraft with targeting radars. And those radars are so powerful, it was actually causing onboard interference. And they kept complaining about it, and nothing was done. And then, of course, we had the tragedy with TWA 800, where it was accidentally shot down during a test of the Aegis CEC missile system. Now, Russia is out there with a new update on their surface-to-air defensive missile, the S-500. It's about to enter service if it has not already. And apparently the S-500 can engage up to 10 missiles simultaneously, 10 targets simultaneously, with a reaction speed of 3 to 4 seconds. That is an improvement over the S-400, which could track 6 simultaneous targets and had 9-second reaction times. So things are really improving over there. Very alarming article. And by the way, I want to preface this by saying, yesterday on the cable box, Smithsonian Channel was running all these documentaries about nuclear disaster and the bombing of Hiroshima and nuclear testing. And I will give them credit in the one that talked about the establishment of the Nevada test site. They were very honest in saying that atomic testing by the U.S. government was moved from the South Pacific to Nevada primarily to save money and also to guard against foreign observers looking at what was being done to do the secrecy. And they knew at the time it was going to expose surrounding areas to radiation, but their attitude is, well, it's not going to be that bad a problem. And, of course, eventually it did turn out to be that bad a problem. Mostly because they never knew how powerful those bombs were going to be. And I have a vivid memory from when I was a school child in New Hampshire. And there had been a nuclear test in Nevada. And we got to school and they said, we have to keep you in the hallways. You can't go into the classrooms. You certainly cannot go out into the playground for the entire day. And so we all sat in the hallways. We didn't have lessons. We just played games and sang songs and, you know, had a lot of fun. But I remember looking through one of the doorways into the classroom I should have been in, out through the windows to what was a gorgeous day, very sunny day, and just this weird feeling that there was something there that had really scared the teachers. And then by the end of the day, they said, the danger is past, you can go home, which I'm not sure it was that clear cut. But they knew it was going to be a problem. But it was an acceptable sacrifice in the pursuit of nuclear supremacy. And that's how government sees all of you. So, apparently, over at the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Hans Christensen, who's director of the Nuclear Information Project of the Federation of American Scientists, is basically saying that this recent program of what was a warhead life extension program, which is allowed under the various nuclear treaties, was actually a cover in that the U.S. military has vastly increased the yield of its warheads. This is a violation of arms limitations, nuclear arms limitations talks. And I'm wondering where the IAEA is when, in all of this, because they're supposed to keep an eye on it. But apparently, America's nuclear warheads now have higher yields than are officially listed. And that's not a pleasant thought. Now, a while back I said one of the most important things you can all be doing is send a message to the world that we, the American people, do not agree with or support this agenda of conquest, especially confrontation with Russia. And somebody actually went on out there and did it. They created a website on which people can post messages of friendship to the Russian people. This is not to Putin. This is not to the government. This is the American people to the Russian people, and I want to read you one of them. To the people of Russia, we residents of the United States wish you, our brothers and sisters in Russia, nothing but well. We oppose the hostility and militarism of our government. We favor disarmament and peaceful cooperation. We desire greater friendship and cultural exchange between us. You should not believe everything you hear from the American corporate media. It is not a true representation of Americans. While we do not control any major media outlets, we are numerous. We oppose wars, sanctions, threats, and insults. We send you greetings of solidarity, trust, love, and hope for collaboration on building a better world safe from the dangers of nuclear, military, and environmental destruction. I'm in a perfect agreement, except that I would expand this message to all of the people of the world now in the gun sights of the American warhawks. If we can do nothing else, we can shatter the illusion being put out by the U.S. government that the American people are wholly on board with all these invasions and wars. Because we are not. And it is time to be honest about it, and it is time to be vocal about it, as loud as we can. We do not support these wars. We know these nations being attacked are not a threat to us. They are merely resources that are being gobbled up by American corporations who consider invasion and conquest the low-cost alternative to actually negotiating a fair price. Because after all, it's not their money and their children spent on the war, it is yours. Now, speaking of pulling the plug, Sputnik is now being denied press credentials for Capitol Hill because of their ties to Moscow. They're starting to draw the lines in the media. Friendly media will be allowed in. Media that's connected to Russia is now being held outside. We don't want to hear what you have to say. We don't want to hear your questions. And it's just like in World War II where they resorted to jamming to block broadcasts from other countries. They're trying to bring down a media curtain around you so you will only see and hear what the government wants you to see and hear, and everything else will be shut off. More about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to this issue about the media, the corporate media and governments are trying to start to put the walls up. I understand Facebook is already canceling accounts over in Great Britain in advance of the general election, and I'm trading emails with somebody in Great Britain who says that access to my website has now been cut off as well. A story that came out of InfoWars where apparently there is an attempt to get Alex Jones off the on-air broadcasters. The entire independent media is under attacks right now, which, again, if you remember what I said at the beginning of the show, RBN is in the middle of their annual May fundraising drive, and this time it is really, really needed. And as I was telling Brendan in San Francisco, it's very rough to be asking for donations to whatreallyhappened.com and then ask for donations for RBN, who really need it, and then have this other thing as well. And I think we're just going to shut that down, and I appreciate the few people who did donate to that. And we'll put that money to good use, but there's a limit to how much we can ask. And right now the focus has to be on RBN with whatreallyhappened.com right behind it. Because we are under attack. It is a war. And unfortunately the bad guys have got all the money. which unfortunately in this world, it always seems that the bad guys do wind up with all the money and the power. I'll have another comment about that further in the show. Now, not everything is doom and gloom, because for those of you on BAM User TV, I received this in the mail today. And what it is a Donald Trump ring. It's got his scowling face on there. And it was a gift from a company called BigJoesBikerRings.com, who bill themselves as the official maker of Trailer Park Boys jewelry. And I went on over to their website and looked at some of the stuff, and it's really kind of a lot of fun. And they have the Trump rings in stainless steel, bronze, and sterling silver. So thank you very much for the ring. I actually can't wear it while I'm working because it slams into buttons on the mouse and sends me into very strange things. But I do appreciate that. And I imagine at some point, even though I don't agree with Trump and I'm very disappointed with him, I will probably forward it along to his eventual presidential library. If you remember, during Obama's second campaign for second term, when he was up against Mitt Romney, and somebody sent me these little puppets that you would put on, and there were levers inside that you would push where they had boxing gloves in each other. And I packed those up and sent them for Obama's presidential library. And it was the only time I got a nice email, not an email, regular mail. I actually got a note of thank you from the White House for that one. So they do appreciate a good, well-thought-out gift. And so that's where this is going to go. Now, let's talk about the economy, because indications are really bad. When things started to fall apart in Venezuela, I said, you need to pay attention to what is happening to that country, because eventually it's going to come north and hit us. And now it has moved north, because we're looking at the after effects of Puerto Rico being forced into a massive, massive bankruptcy. And we posted this article from the New York Times about how Puerto Ricans face sacrifice everywhere on an insolvent island. That's not an accurate description. It's not a sacrifice. They're being pillaged and plundered. And they're talking about all these people whose pensions are being cut. Businesses are just winding down because there's no money in circulation at the consumer level. But as long as the bankers are happy, that's just fine with everybody, including apparently the New York Times here. Greece is turning against the European Union. And as you know, the EU is demanding more austerity for yet another bailout from Brussels. And each new bailout demands more, more money from the people, more austerity, forcing the sale of Greek national assets and treasures. They're plundering the place. And the people of Greece want out. And I'm not too surprised about that. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we're still talking about the economic news. The central banks have been injecting trillions of dollars, or whatever their currency happens to be, just made up out of thin air, into the markets to prop it up. And it's not enough. You can't just prop up the stock market and think that represents a working economy. Retail is in serious trouble. That problem's not going away. Stores are closing by the thousands. Sales are plunging because ordinary people like you and I have zero money at all. Now, the retailers are blaming the online sales, but online sales only account for 8% of all retail sales, and the online sales, they're not doing well either. They're in decline. Now, the San Francisco Federal Reserve says the economy is at full employment. Boy, is that a whopper. They're saying there's no reason that the Fed cannot raise rates next month. Now, first of all, it is a lie to say that we have full employment. We have more than 90 million legal American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. but they're simply put into another category so the government can say, we only have 4.4% unemployment, which is the latest lie they put on out. And the Fed is saying, see, we're fully employed. The economy is in good shape. We can raise the rates now. Guarantee Bank has failed. 107 branches are closing nationwide. They've gone bust. I don't recall seeing that one in the corporate media. And apparently, validating the theory that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome, the Federal Reserve is now confirming that on the next economic crisis, they're planning a massive stimulus. Just more paper money out of thin air. And we're going to wind up where Zimbabwe was, carrying paper notes that say $100 trillion on them. So the problem is the debt. And we have debt because the banking system we have, private central banking, survives on debt. That's what it does. It is designed to create more debt than money with which to pay the debt so that that imposed sense of debt obligation can be used to control you and your government, your nation. Private central banking is not about economics, it's about enslavement. Commercial real estate loan delinquencies are on the rise again, and this is tied in to the decline in retail. I have to admire the courage of people who will go on out there and try and open a store at the local mall. We've got a new one down at the bottom of the hill. I'm blanking on the name of it. I think it's called Bookends, and it's full of all kinds of memorabilia from Harry Potter and all that cool stuff. And I love looking at it. I can't buy any of it. But I admire their courage in it's called Lunchbox. That's what it's called. But I admire their courage in trying. Now, apparently, as retail declines, as the need to deliver things declines, the need for trucks are declining as well, and this has led Ford to shut down or start laying off at their medium-duty truck plant. See, it's all hooked together. There's a cascade. It's not just one sector of the economy that goes into trouble. Everything connected with it gets dragged down as well. When an automobile manufacturer shuts down an automotive assembly plant, all of the other small companies supplying parts to that plant lose that business, and some of them shut down. And those people are all let go, along with the auto workers. Bernie Sanders has come on out with an observation that these days, the American dream exists in other countries, but not here. And he's absolutely right. And of course, governments everywhere, on every turn, when they get into trouble, what do? Find another way to do a tax. In California, there must be something in the water out there. California now is toying with the idea of taxing space flights per mile they travel. Now, it's one thing to say we're going to tax automobiles for every mile they drive because they're driving on state-constructed, hopefully maintained roads. But in terms of space flights, it's just up in the sky, in the air. There is no government-supported infrastructure up there. But apparently, California wants to collect taxes from space transportation companies based on this very weird formula of how frequently a company launches spacecraft out of the state, and more absurdly, how far a commercial spacecraft travels from California soil. They want to tax space travel per mile, and they have laid claim that 62 miles above California now belongs to the state of California. And anything that passes through it is subject to a tax or tariff or fee. Now, I think the 62-mile limit is where, above that, there's an international treaty saying nobody has sovereign jurisdiction. Otherwise, you would have this impossible idea of countries saying you're not allowed to send your satellites over my country without paying a huge fee, which would be unmanageable. But California is planning to say all of the sky up to 62 miles in altitude above California belongs to the state of California. Don't you dare use our sky without paying a tax for it. Don't you dare collect rain that falls from our sky. It's getting a little bit la-la land out there in la-la land. Now, Macron's election victory, which he's describing as a victory for the world, he's not being pretentious at all, is he? It sparked a $300 million panic dump in gold futures. Maybe, maybe not. But it's going to depress gold prices, even though demand for physical gold bars and coins is up 9% in the first quarter. And the only way they can keep gold prices from going up is they blend the contract prices and the physical prices, and that is the London Daily Fix. And they use that paper trade, they manipulate the paper trade to keep the price of the physical metal as low as they possibly can. Okay. Bureau of Labor Statistics is still out there with their 4.4 unemployment, and nobody's believing it. Not when you have more than 90 million Americans who haven't been able to find work for months or years. Now, Spain's government is trying to unwind or rewind a property bubble they are now in. And as always, it amounts to a taxpayer giveaway that benefits banks, real estate agencies, construction companies, PE firms, and landlords. And we know Spain certainly qualifies as a fascist government, going all the way back to Francisco Franco. He was openly fascistic. But even without that label, history has always shown that ultimately the poor are made to pay for the crimes, corruptions, and stupid, dumb mistakes of the rulers. And it's happening again. Now, interestingly enough, over in Korea, there's been a development. A Chinese state-owned company has a joint venture with a North Korean company. And basically, China is not going along with the U.S. sanctions against North Korea. And the U.S. is trying to apply pressure. But we've seen this pattern repeated before. All U.S. sanctions do is cut off the targeted countries from doing business with the United States and its allies, which means economic losses for the U.S. and its allies, and we can't afford that. And it drives the targeted countries into the Russian and Chinese spheres of economic activity. The sanctions are not making the economy better. They're making it worse. But sanctions are what we do to countries that won't do what we tell them to do. Well, they're certainly not going to do what the U.S. tells them to do when they're being buddy-buddy with Russia and China. Now, apparently, while George Soros was in Rome recently, amid this whole migrant transport scandal, he arranged to have a secret meeting with the Italian prime minister. And this problem of African migrants has become a case of national importance for the people of Italy. And it's now under investigation from the prosecutor of Catania, who recently testified to the Defense Committee of the Town Senate and will meet soon with the Superior Council of the Magistrate. And so there have been harsh criticisms of the activities of the George Soros NGOs. And they're starting to make noises like Russia and Hungary saying we need to kick them out. But apparently, George Soros believes he has an ally with the Italian prime minister and had this little meeting to try and reverse it. Now, over in Hungary, which has already moved to kick out the Soros NGOs, Hungary is now demanding the European Union Vice President Franz Timmermans resign after he branded any criticism of George Soros' activities regarding refugee migration as anti-Semitism. You know when they've run out of arguments, that's their fallback position. Immigration is harming Europe. Oh, you're just being an anti-Semite now. These aren't even Jewish people. They're Africans and Syrians. Well, you're still being an anti-Semite if you oppose George Soros. And here is where it gets really weird, and if you are living in Europe, you want to pay attention to this one. This is out of prisonplanet.com, and I got confirmation from a couple of other sources as well. Some of the member states of the European Union are planning to decriminalize rape by the migrants because rape is their culture. This is a movement that is building in France, Sweden, Germany, and other of the nations. And apparently, we've already seen in the European media, rapes by migrants are downplayed as cultural misunderstandings, and the victims don't need justice. It's basically, it's already de facto that if you're a migrant and you commit rape in Europe, you're probably going to get away with it. Recently, there was a German judge acquitted a Turkish drug dealer of rape, despite believing every word of the 23-year-old victim's accusation. Because according to the judge, what the victim had experienced as rape, which meant having her head shoved between two bedposts after she said no, is culturally considered just wild sex in Turkey. There's your globalism for you. The German judges are no longer enforcing the German law. They're opening the door to this cultural meltdown where we all are driven down to the lowest common denominator of behavior. I would certainly hope that young women in Germany start carrying guns or at least pepper spray or knives and start to fight back. But when you have a government that is so on board with globalism that they're going to allow your young women to be raped and for the rapists to get away with it, you have got a serious problem in your country, and it is your country. And you shouldn't allow them to take it away and turn it into some foreign country where rape is an accepted part of life, because that's exactly what they're trying to do. And you should be outraged. Now, up in Sacramento, their taxpayers are now being soaked to fund the illegal immigrants. Not just supporting them and taking care of them, but for legal defense. The city of Sacramento is taking Sacramento tax revenues to hire lawyers to help the illegal immigrants avoid deportation. Amazing. Now, I want to get on to Stephen Fry. Stephen Fry, very funny man. He's done a lot of movies. Was in some of the Lord of the Rings films, Sherlock Holmes, Game of Shadows. He's been talk show all over Europe. He's had his own shows, and he's a very intelligent gentleman. And apparently, a while back, while being interviewed on TV in Ireland, Stephen Fry asked a question. Why should I respect a mean-minded, stupid God who creates a world so full of injustice and pain? And now he is being investigated by the Irish police for blasphemy. I didn't even realize that was still a crime in Ireland. But it is a fair question. For those of you who believe in the gods, why are the gods always giving all the wealth and power to people who then do such evil with it? And that's always one of the questions that you ask the clergy, and they always sort of shuffle their feet and get embarrassed about that, almost as bad as when you ask why the altar boy is walking so funny. Is if you represent an all-powerful God who shapes the universe, why is there so much evil in the world? And there certainly is a lot in the evil in the world right now. How do you explain it? They'll come back and say, well, it's a mystery. We don't know. But I'm sure God has a real good reason for it. I don't think so. This is a very alarming story. This is coming out of Zero Hedge. Apparently, there was a court case in New York where Judge Royal Ferguson, who was judging a trial on Jeff Barron over what turned out ultimately to be fabricated charges, basically said that the Constitution does not exist in his courtroom. And said basically his authority was backed up by the military and literally said, I can sentence you to death if you don't do what I tell you. And that, I think, tells you what's really going on within the justice system. If you get hauled into court, do not expect fair play, fair treatment, your constitutional protections. The courts are now being declared a constitution-free zone. Apparently, in Arlington, Texas, there was a sports bar when a man carrying a concealed firearm shot a gunman. The gunman walked on in, apparently shouting incoherently, and started shooting at the patrons. And so this concealed carry gentleman by the name of James Jones drew his gun and fatally shot Perez. And they still don't know what was going on. To me, it sounds like more cases of prescription antidepressants. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let me just finish this off because I'm dealing with all of the emails. Some people in Britain are now telling me that yes, my website is visible, so it might be just let me finish this one thing real quick. There we go. And let's see, we're under a hack attack on our server here. So it just keeps on going. Now then, getting on back to current events here. Amazingly enough, Big Lake High School has a trap team. And by trap, I mean going on out with shotguns and shooting clay pigeons. And it is a recognized, authorized school activity. And they consider it a sport, which is a good thing. But in putting together the yearbook, the school district said you cannot have a picture of the trap shooting team, and they have gone out and competed, because they're holding guns. Guns are evil. Guns are bad. Now, as I've mentioned many times before, when I was a kid in grade school, everybody over 12 had a gun. And we'd bring them to school, and we'd leave them in the cloakroom. Because on our way home, walking home from school, yes, we actually walked, we'd chase the critters out of the garden. And the anti-gun hysterics are out there now. They don't want anybody even seeing what a gun looks like. And so they put pressure on the school district to deny this sports team their place in the yearbook. And it kicked up a huge public outcry among the parents, and the decision was reversed, and they're going to get their page in the yearbook as they deserve to do, because they're not doing anything illegal with the guns. I think the problem is the gun grabbers are saying they don't want to see where guns actually have some kind of a purpose other than mayhem and murder. Because anything that reinforces the idea of shooting as a sport, of shooting as a recreation, undermines their call for a ban on all guns. Now, schools, unfortunately, are becoming very rigid enforcers of the new political correctness status quo. Article out of Investment Watch blog saying that our young people are losing their freedom of expression and even the education itself as politics takes over the public schools. Now, there's always been a little bit of political influence on the schools, but today it is just completely overblown. Common Core is teaching a version of the Bill of Rights that is woefully inaccurate, including that Second Amendment. And political correctness is just conditioning, brainwashing our children not to speak their mind and eventually not even to allow bad thoughts into their mind. We really are on the verge of a real 1984. And it is very scary. And while one of my big regrets in life is that I never was able to be a father, there's another part of me that says I wouldn't want to be raising a child to grow up in this world as it is today. We've got to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number three of our program after these few words.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.